Today on Real Radio.
God requires of us that we give unto Him, and how difficult is that when He's so good to us? Do we have problems? Yes. Do we complain? Yeah, but nobody's listening. We shouldn't complain, but we do. But isn't God good?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his collection of studies called Why Should I? The series that answers those issues all believers have asked at one time or another. Well, Pastor Jack is dealing with a topic that is sometimes either never addressed at all or talked about too much and often with unscriptural views. In other words, it's either too sensitive or too abused. But Scripture spends a lot of time on this quite serious issue. And so our teacher is not shying away from answering the question, why should I tithe? Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
We shouldn't complain, but we do. But isn't God good? I mean, really, what we got to complain about is what people really have done to us, not God. Or we've done to ourselves, mostly. Hey, God, what'd you let me do this to myself for? You know? But He's so good. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says this, for He who makes you different from one another, and what do you have that you did not receive from God? What color is your hair? Came from God. Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast, and why are you arrogant about it as though you did not receive it? Oh, look at me. Woo, you know, I'm something. Oh, hey, humble out, will you? God made you. You didn't do that. You act like you did that. And then, you know, people like me, you know, I'm Mr. Chubby Cheeks. I can look at a donut. I don't have to eat it. I don't even then eat it. It just goes there. I just look at it and just, I can feel it. And my kids now, you know, I put my head down. They go, Dad, you got like chins. And as you get older, your skin grows. Have you noticed that? You just grow more skin. It's all wrong, all of it. But why did I bring that up? Because even those of us who are ugly, God saw fit to bring us into the world. What we received it from the Lord. It came from the Lord. Why do we act like we somehow did it? Now you might say, well, I beg to differ with you, Pastor, right now. I am Mr. Successful. I have the house or the plane or the boat and the car, and I did it, Frank Sinatra and I, my way. Wait a minute, Mister. God gave you lungs to breathe with. God gave you feet to go to that job. He gave you the brains to start that company. Don't you think that you did that on your own? Nebuchadnezzar, who built the greatest kingdom of the world's empires. Nebuchadnezzar said, look at this kingdom. By the way, it's right near Baghdad today, the geographical location. Look at this great kingdom that I, the great, he says of himself, Nebuchadnezzar has built. And God says, is that a fact? And God just went, and something hit him in the head. Something got into the brain of Nebuchadnezzar and he turned into an idiot. And he fell from his throne and he went around crawling on hands and knees like a dog, and he began to eat grass, and his hair grew so long and his nails grew so long that the Bible says they turned into claws, and he acted like an idiot for 7 seasons until it entered back into his mind that God was the great God of heaven and earth. And then God trimmed his nails, gave him a pedicure, got him back on the throne, cut his hair, and said, listen, don't ever forget it. And you read the book of Daniel, and you and I will see who Saddam Hussein says he's related to. What Saddam Hussein is not reading is the full scripture. That guy who he says he's related to is in heaven right now.
That's right.
Nebuchadnezzar's in heaven. the king of the Babylonian Empire came to know that God was in control. Keep that in mind. We appreciate God's goodness. Why should I give anything to God? Why shouldn't you? He's been so good to us. You ever get any doubts about that? Pack your kids in the car, just head south about an hour and 20 minutes, and you'll cross the border of the United States. And I encourage you to hang out for a few hours, and you can't wait to get back home. And I don't care if you pull up to a shack in America, you're rich. Don't you forget it. Why should I tithe unto the Lord? Because he's required it of us in this fashion as well. Listen, I want to be thinking this way. We're to be thankful for his faithfulness. Be appreciative, yes. Be thankful for his faithfulness. You might say, well, Jack, I would love to tithe, but I can't afford it. Wait, listen. And we're no longer talking 10% here. Oh, whew. How much? 3? 2.5? What are we talking about? The Old Testament, 22-23%. New Testament, anybody know? Yeah, who said that? You're right, right there. 100%. Martha, quick, let's get out of here. Grab that wallet. Hang on. He wants 100%! I don't want anything! God wants your life. 100% belongs to him. Hey, parents, when your kids come up and said, hey, can I have 10 bucks? Say, I don't know. I got to ask God. He says no. No. Everything we have belongs to him. 100% of it, it's his. Remember, I'm talking to the Christian, I'm talking to the believer. We know this, so we thank him for his faithfulness. He's so faithful. We're here today, we're clothed, we have shoes on our feet, we're all right. None of us are naked. We don't have tubes plugged into us. Some people do in this church. Right now at this hour, we have brothers and sisters in the hospital across the Southland, various hospitals plugged into machines. Could be you, could be me. You can't afford to give unto God. Are you in debt? Oh, yeah, that's why I'm in debt. Listen. Those of you, and I know some of you are here, are your economists, your financial consultants, your advisors. You know this is true. America's the wealthiest country in the world, and it's the most bizarre contradiction. America's the most wealthy country in the world, and we're the poorest people on earth. Did you hear what I said? You want to know why? I forget the amount, you probably know, but the average American owes something like $20,000 in credit card debt. Did you know that if all the institutions were to call their loans on us, that is, they call up your house and they say, guess what, we're American Express and we're really tight for money, we need you to pay it off now. Citibank, now, pay it off now. If you don't pay it off, we're coming to get your house, your car, your kids, everything. Do you know we're the poorest people on the planet? We are in debt more than any other nation on the planet. And each household is in debt so bad it can't get out if it's just making the monthly payment. And then we say, I can't give to God's work. I got to give to my own work. It's a dangerous thing. Now listen carefully. God says, put me first and I'll take care of the rest. You say, but Jack, I can't afford it. Listen, if you're in debt, you ought to start like this. You take $1 a month and say, this is God's buck. This is God's dollar. Lord, I'm going to give it to you. What are you doing now? Well, nothing. You'll never get out of debt. You say, wait a minute. Are you saying that if I give to God, he'll get me out of debt? I'll be financially well off. And you mean Tony Robbins kind of a thing without Tony Robbins? No. But listen, God does not want you to be a slave to MasterCard. He wants you to be slave to Master Christ. There's a big difference. How did we ever get to this place? Because we wanted to have things that honestly, we don't even like having them once we get them, to impress people that we don't even like. To have people think that we're somebody we're not. And we get into huge debt. And then it comes to the house of God. What I mean the house of God, I mean us here right now. Oh, I can't afford to give. Listen, my friend, start disciplining yourself. Watch, when you get your check, say, Lord, I'm going to give to you. What's the percentage? That's between you and God. Don't ask me that. I cannot answer that question. It's between you and the Lord. 1%? 25? 3? 72? I don't know. It's between you and God. But talk to God and begin. And by the way, it's a beautiful act of worship. It's between you and the Lord. And you know what? Now watch. Here's how we should think. This is what the Bible would have us to think. When we get paid, we give God the best right from the top. That's what it says. If it was grain, you gave him the best grain. You say, well, why? He has everything. I know. Let's keep going. If you have peaches, look at the peaches. Give him the best of the peaches. Can't God get his own peaches? Sure he can, but he's asking you for peaches. Whatever it is. See, now watch, we don't want to hear this message. And next Sunday, you'll have no problem finding a parking space because of this message.
Well, I don't really like that topic.
I told you I was only talking to the Christian this morning. All that we have belongs to him. So, what we have, we give unto him, and that percentage is between you and the Lord. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, whatever we give unto the Lord, give with a joyful heart. The word in Greek is, really, the word in Greek translated into English is hilarity. We use the word hilarious. Isn't that funny? Now, because of our culture and abuse in the area of church and money, because brother, has it been abused. It's disgusting. When we worship in singing, and we worship in our study of the Bible, and we are to worship in our giving, we all get uncomfortable. I have to tell you, I'm telling you right now, I was uncomfortable to deliver this message, and I told Lisa, we're not going to take an offering tomorrow. She goes, well, how come? I said, because you know, what if somebody's visiting? And they don't understand that we go normally verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book through the Bible. We're in this series. I'm sure they're going to show up. And we're doing a thing on tithing, and they're going to walk away from Calvary and say, oh, that church ever talked about with money. We've never talked about money in 11 years. Did you see a thermometer in the hallway? Anybody? Church fund. Oh, you know, if we hit this number, we get to buy chairs. Did you see that in the hallway? Did you see in the bulletin how much we've taken in, how much is going out, and oh my, my, how much? No. Why? God's paying all the bills. This is an important thing, and it's hard to talk to people about. I'm so often embarrassed enough that I'm a pastor. Isn't that sad? Because people think, pastor, let's see what kind of car he drives. I have a 1999 Ford pickup truck, and my wife, whose father retired from Ford, she gets the A plan on Ford retirement, so she gets her new cars for almost nothing. And I have a 67 Volkswagen. Does that make you feel better? I saw, the reason why I bring that up is because I saw a guy driving down the street the other day with an incredible Lincoln, huge Lincoln, and it said something something church around the plate. And his license plate said, pastor. And I tried to get up alongside of him to ask him, please take that off your plate. I couldn't catch up to him. Oh, golly. I hope that's not your pastor and you're visiting today. If it is, get the tape and give it to him. Tell him I try to catch up to him. It's hard enough. When you walk into church, oh, they want my money. We don't want your money. I've been saying that over and over again. So my wife says, you know what? If that bothers somebody, that's their problem, because we're going to worship the Lord. And I thought, you know what? I tell you, she's right, but I got to tell you instantly what came to my mind. Some of you remember, those of you who are sitting over here, that used to be some other company. Did you know that? This area, this was offices over here. And see this area? See this section right here? This was the main sanctuary. Remember that door right there? That was it. 300 seats we had right here. 250 to 300 seats. That was the church. And after a service, this lady, I've never seen her before, and I've never seen her since. She was about 100 years old. She came up and she said, I enjoyed today. I said, well, thank you. She says, we worshiped in singing, and we worshiped in the word. but we didn't worship in our giving. And I said, that's right. We don't take offerings here. And she goes, excuse me? And I go, you can put your offering in the little box. There's a little pine box back there. You can put it right in there. And she goes, well, you were very careful to do everything biblical except that. Why are you hiding that act of worship? I want to worship in my giving. And I said, look, lady. No, I didn't. No, I did not. I didn't say that. I was so convicted because I got to tell you guys something. I got to tell you, God nailed me by that little old lady. I think she was an angel because you know what happened to me? God so stabbed me in the heart. He said, you self-righteous man, you are so arrogant over the fact that you don't take an offering and you're boasting about it. And it's sickening in my sight. And I had explained to the church the following week what we're going to have to do because God busted me. That's why we've always said, if this is your church, God bless you. Tithes and offerings, that's between you and the Lord. If you're visiting, please don't give. Or if you're not sure if this is your church, please refrain from giving. But the ushers are going to come forward. God bless you. It's under the Lord. The moment we begin to focus on money is the moment the Holy Spirit says bye-bye. Because we're no longer dependent upon Him. We're grateful for His faithfulness. Aren't you glad He's faithful to us? Third consideration under point number one. Oh Lord, help us for timing. We're reminded of His love for us. We are reminded of His love for us. Everybody get your pen ready. You're going to want to remember this verse. You're going to ask your neighbor, you know, what did he say? It's Malachi. Malachi in Hebrew, Malachi, if you're Italian. The Italian prophet Malachi. In chapter 3, verse 10 said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and test me now and see, saith the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that you will not be able to contain it all. You say, what was that verse? I told you to write it down. God said that. Now, don't get up and leave thinking I'm forming a certain doctrine or opinion. You're going to be quite surprised if you're ahead of me that way. The point is, you can't outgive God. God will never go into debt to you or me. Never. Well, come on, Lord. I gave $100. Now fix my car. You know what? Your money, you just caused your money to rot in the presence of God. Well, you know what, Pastor? People drug me in here today. I put in $5 and I didn't want to be here. And I don't like you and I don't like this church. Well, it's hard to give cash back because we don't know if you're lying or not. But if you wrote a check, you can have your money back after service. If your heart's wrong, we don't want it in the, we don't want it. It's spooky money, man. Come get it later. Or write us and give us your name, and it was for this amount, we'll give it back. I don't care. You got to give it from the heart that's worshipful. And Jesus says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given unto you. Listen to this. In good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will come out of your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Look what's going on. And you see, you can say because of our fixated culture, whoa, I got it. Give some money and God will double it and give me money back. That's cool. Yeah, that's what I saw on Christian TV. The guy said, send $10 and I'll get $100. If I have a $100 bill, if I tear off one part of it, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard this? The guy will say, take a $100 bill on Christian TV, tear off the edge of it, and send him the big portion of it. Hello? He can take that part to the bank. You can't take that little piece to the bank. And he says, just hang on to it because God will double it. Really? Then why isn't he doing it? If he, as a spiritual leader, has got an idea on how to make it, then why isn't he making it? You know what? I'm thankful that I get to give to my God because I'm reminded of his love for for me. You know what? Can you imagine if God decided to skimp like we skimp on him? Can you imagine? Hi, Jack. Hi, Lord. You know what? It's been a really rough week in the universe. A lot of smog, fires, earthquakes, volcanoes, people dying. It's been tough. I can only give you 63% of the oxygen you need this week. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, just don't run. Just walk slow. Don't exert yourself. I can only do 63% of the air that you need. And again, it's been a really rough week. There's been a drought in the Sudan. So I'm only going to give you 13% of the water you need per day that you need to live on. So whatever you do, don't sweat. That's what we do to God. Malachi chapter 3 says, God says, listen, I want you to be blessed. Listen, he says, I want you to be blessed, Malachi chapter 3. I want you to be content, but you've robbed me. And the people said, how have we robbed you, God? And he says, because you have not given me tithes and offerings. You've robbed me. And for this reason, he says, there's a curse upon you. And it's interesting. It's not a curse that God sends. It's a curse that's just native to life. When we don't put God first, we walk around like in some sort of a curse, you know? Ends never meet. We try everything we can. And he says in Haggai chapter 1, he says, you labor really hard and you have nothing to show for it. He says, you put money in a bag and your bag has holes. He says, you drink and you drink and you drink, but you're still thirsty. He says, all because you've not put me first. You've left my house alone, but you've paneled your home with cedar. It's not a sin to have a nice house, people. We live predominantly in a very affluent area, very blessed area. That's not a sin. It's not a sin for you to have the cars that you have, or in some cases, some people are the airplanes that they have and their businesses and what they do. That's not a sin. As long as you know God owns them, okay? See, man, all I got is a lawnmower. Hey, Christian, that's God's lawnmower. Well, I happen to have, you know, a Ferrari. Well, that's God's Ferrari. It's between you and God. But you know what? I want to worship him in my tithe because he's so, so very good. We are so blessed. Number two, why should I tithe? Because all things belong to God. Jot this down. He's in need of nothing. You say, well, now you're getting to that thing I wanted to ask you about. If he has need of nothing, then why is he asking of me something?
Well, good question. Of course, we'll have to find out the answer to that on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, leading us in a study called Why Should I Tithe? That's the title of this study, taken from the collection of studies called Why Should I? A series which we're making available to you all in one MP3 CD, as we've been reminding you. Our offer is that if you send in any tax-deductible gift to Real Radio, we'll send it to you. Again, we'll send to you this series all on one convenient MP3 CD for your gift to Real Radio of any amount. And of course, whatever you contribute, it's all tax deductible. Visit us at realradioactive.org to learn more, where you'll be able to read about it under the banner Special Offer, realradioactive.org. Or call us using our toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. You may also write to us, send your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio is a broadcast outreach of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.